Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Jazeel, this is your first confessions of a parent.
I know, it feels great. I'm a dad, I can finally talk about stuff.
You can finally relate to all my crazy stories.
It is weird though, right? Because say 6 months ago, you would show me pictures of your kids and you would tell me stories. And look, I tried to be interested, but I wasn't. I'm going to be honest.
I
was not interested. I thought, cool. Now completely different. You showed me a picture the other day. I was like, oh, what's he doing?
Yep.
Oh, how old is he?
Pouring honey all over his bed.
But it's so weird how this thing just shifts.
Yeah.
And suddenly you care.
Yep.
So for all those people that don't have kids, I'm sorry. The next 20 minutes are going to be awful for you.
No, they're not, because you're going to tell an engaging story, Jazeel.
That's exactly
right.
That
even if you don't have kids, people want to hear.
Look, the moment you have kids is the moment I became terrified. I wasn't scared of much before that. But then when you have a child and you're looking after them, all of a sudden it's like paranoia sets in. And it's like, okay, am I doing everything right? So today, for Confessions of a Parent, I want to know, how paranoid were you with your newborn baby? Now, I asked this question because I know you were pretty similar.
Yep.
We got home from the hospital with little bub, little Malachi, and it was fine. We were fine until it comes to nighttime. And then for some reason, it's just like every slight noise he makes, my eyes are wide awake. And it's like, is he okay? And you get the phone out and you put the light on. You're like, oh, okay, he's still breathing. Brilliant. Oh, and then you go back to sleep. And within 30 seconds, you're doing the same thing. So we were so paranoid for the first 3 weeks having our newborn, we slept with the light on.
In your bedroom?
In our bedroom. It was the worst. Like, our sleep was so bad. And before that, I needed to have a pitch dark room.
Oh.
Like, pitch black.
Things you do for your kids.
To the point that I would put up sleeping bags or blankets over my curtains to make sure it's completely black. And here I am for 3 weeks sleeping with the light on.
And how'd that go?
Oh, it was terrible. The sleeps were bad and just wasn't a good time. Over the course of those weeks that you learn, oh yeah, they're just noisy.
They're so noisy.
It's like an 80s car. Start it and it just rattles.
Well, I think we lasted one night with our newborn in our room.
One night,
because the same thing. You wake up to every single tiny little noise.
So what did you do? Kick them out?
We put the bassinet in their room, which was next to ours, and had the monitor all set up. And they had sensors underneath the cot.
Oh.
So if the baby stopped breathing, it would go off.
And then you could run in there and CPR.
Yeah, and just put your mind at ease. Well, you think it would, because it still doesn't. You're still super paranoid.
But that's interesting. So day one, you're like, bub's out. Gone.
Yeah, after the first night, we couldn't sleep because they were too noisy. And yeah, anxiety is through the roof.
I want to talk to those people, okay? People just like me, just like Beck. Anxiety went through the roof. You're like, am I doing the right thing? Maybe it wasn't at night. Maybe it was when you were driving home from the hospital.
Someone has to sit in the back with them the whole time.
Yep.
Jenny, what about you?
Well, I had twins. Ha ha.
Oh.
You win.
I win, thank you. I was frightened when I came home of drowning them.
Oh,
you know, when you first bath them, because you're frightened you're going to drop them. And I went,
yes.
Terrified of drowning them.
So how would you bath them?
Very carefully. Bath seats are a godsend, to be perfectly honest. But no, I had to be really, really, really on the ball when I did that. I was so scared the first time. I was so scared.
You've got no idea.
Feel the fear in my voice.
Well, and you got two of them. Surely you didn't bath them at the same time. Your hands are already full.
Well, when you have bath seats, you can sit them in the seat. So they sit when you wash them.
That's a lot easier.
Yeah, okay. And how long do you think it was before you got over this? And you're like, actually, bathing them is fine.
Dropping them, though. You're thinking, I'm frightened. I just was so scared. I had to have my husband with me the whole time.
So you're never going to
over it. Never. Thanks, Jenny. Sometimes that level of anxiety just does stay with you the whole time.
I couldn't deal with it.
Until they
weeks.
Move out of home.
18 years.
You're assuming your child's moving out at 18.
They are. Zelda got in touch. My husband and I were so paranoid that we would shake our baby too much in the pram that we just didn't use it. Not for at least a four, not until the 4 month mark.
Aww.
Oh. When you do walk a baby, there is a little bit of jolting.
A little bit.
A little bit like, side to side.
I was like, no one can see what you're doing.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.